Welcome, folks. You're listening to Roots and Branches and Beyond. My name's Ivan Emke, and this is show number 57. This is Stefan Grossman and Duck Baker doing something called Big Bill's Shuffle. This is a show that's kind of just some stuff I want to play. No theme, just a motley mix. I'll tell you a bit more about Stefan Grossman and Duck Baker in a moment. Thanks for joining me. Big Bill's Shuffle, and it's a song that's been written by Stefan Grossman and Duck Baker, put together, and it is meant to represent the music of Big Bill Brunzi. They took many of his licks and so on, and they used that to write that song. So Stefan Grossman, in a sense, we have his father's aversion to the saxophone to thank for his taking up the guitar, because Stefan's brother Carl took up the saxophone and just drove his family crazy with the squawks and so on. And so Stefan's dad, Herbert Grossman, wasn't happy, and so Stefan got a quieter instrument. His dad found a guitar at a Goodwill shop, his old Gibson F-hole, and that was back in 1954, and Stefan Grossman was 9 years old at the time. A little over half a century later, Stefan's name has become synonymous with most aspects of the acoustic guitar experience in North America. He's a performer, he's a teacher, he's an entrepreneur, he's a mentor, he's an author, you name it. Duck Baker is also a very highly regarded fingerstyle guitarist. He's a jazz guitarist primarily, but his repertoire spans the history from ragtime to swing to modern masters to free improvisation and so on. He's from Richmond, Virginia. Spent his teenage years playing in rock and blues bands. Well, didn't we all? Yeah. And he became interested in acoustic blues. He's got lots of instruction booklets and CDs out as well. That's from their CD called Northern Skies, Southern Blues, which is a beautiful acoustic guitar piece. This is Roots and Branches and Beyond. Hopefully you're joining us on a number of stations or SoundCloud or various other options, and possibly you're visiting from CHMR, which is 93.5 FM in St. John's, Newfoundland, Munn Radio. Glad you could be with us. So this is a representation of, when you have a party and you put on CDs, if you're of the age that I am or whatever, and you put on a bunch of CDs, on random play, you like to have a nice mix. And I enjoy kind of doing that and thinking about who the guests might be and what kind of CDs to put on. So that's basically what I did tonight or this afternoon or whenever you're listening is that I chose a number of CDs I have played for a while and thought maybe I wonder if they would go together well. So you'll have to decide if that's true. Next up, we have the Grass Mountain Hobos. They're from another time, as they like to say, when live music was the soundtrack for communal celebration. They've got a stage show that kind of is like a traveling salesman show where they're trying to sell famous elixirs or something like that. But so their show is sort of part carnival, part farm, part tavern, part circus. A couple acoustic guitars, banjo, mandolin, fiddle, bass, and six vocalists usually. So they began in 2007 in PEI, which is where they're from. Their first album won, I think that was in 2009, won 3 PEI Music Awards and an ECMA Bluegrass Album of the Year. So they do swing, bluegrass, blues, folk, all kinds of stuff. This is from their CD called The Grass Mountain Hobos, simply. And it's something that goes by the name of Don't Know What You've Got Till It's Gone.
Don't know what you got until it's gone. No, you don't know what you got until it's gone. No, you don't know what you have till you see you're walking with another man. And you don't know what you got until it's gone. Well, on Friday night, temptation called me, and I was never one to shy away. Everybody was staring at the blouse that she was wearing, but I wish that it was you lying next to me. And you don't know what you got until it's gone. No, you don't know what you got until it's gone. No, you don't know what you had till you see her walking with another man. And you don't know what you got until it's gone. Then on Saturday night, old Susie Morris came, and she was gonna buy me a diamond ring. Well, the diamonds caught my eye, he walked out with another guy. And Susie Morris, she left me just the same. And you don't know what you got until it's gone. No, you don't know what you got until it's gone. No, you don't know what you have till you see her walking with another man. And you don't know what you got until it's gone. A curse being lonesome like me, 'cause any love is good love, don't you see? But the lust in it ain't love when the woman you've been dreaming of gets fed up with your rambling away. And you don't know what you got until it's gone. No, you don't know what you got until it's gone. No, you don't know what you have till you see her walking with another man. And you don't know what you got until it's gone. No, you don't know what you have till you see her walking with another man. And you don't know what you got until it's gone.
Dixie.
Yes, indeed. That's the Grass Mountain Hobos. Something called You Don't Know What You Got Till It's Gone. You're listening to Roots and Branches and Beyond. And this is kind of a, I don't know, party mix or whatever you want to call it. It's just a mixture of music that seems to go together, kind of, because the next band is a band that also does sort of that old-timey, swingy kind of thing. And it's a band called the Freight Hoppers. It's a four-piece American old-time band. They're formed back in 1992. And they were, I think they all kind of worked in the Great Smoky Mountains Railroad as sort of tour guides or whatever it was. And they started presenting their take on fiddle band music. And they did it 4 times a day for tourists, 7 days a week. And that was shortly after they began performing in 1992. And that certainly solidified their sound and made them very, very tight by doing it like that. But their repertoire includes music that was first recorded in the late 20s and early 30s. They themselves are based in the Smoky Mountains in North Carolina. but they draw inspiration from rural Southern music in general. So this is from their CD called Waiting on the Gravy Train, which has always sort of teetered on my shelf in terms of, well, do I like this or not? And then listen to it again. It's really quite well done. The question is always, how many American old-timey string band CDs do you need to have? It ranges somewhere around 500 or 600, I guess. But nevertheless, they've always made the cut because I like them so well. This is the Freight Hoppers and something simply called Trouble.
World be trouble at my door. Ain't that trouble in mine? Ain't that trouble in mine? So what my pappy told me, it surely will be done. I'll be in the penitentiary before I'm 21. Ain't that trouble in mine? Ain't that trouble in mine? Trouble in mine, ain't that trouble in mine? So sometimes I have money and sometimes I have none. When I get on a drunken spree, you bet I have some fun. Ain't that trouble in mine, ain't that trouble in mine? Sometimes I have 1 gram, sometimes I have two. When I get on a drunk, it's pretty hard telling what I'll do. Ain't that trouble in mind, ain't that trouble in mind? If I marry in this world, I ain't gonna marry for riches. Gonna marry me gal about 6 feet tall, she can't wear my britches. There'll be no trouble in mind, there'll be no trouble in mind. Trouble in mind, ain't that trouble in mind?
That's great. Wonderful attack there. That is a band called the Freight Hoppers and something called Trouble, and they really sort of nail that that Southern Appalachian old-timey music sound. You're listening to Roots and Branches and Beyond. And next up we have from Ireland. This is a band called Goats Don't Shave. I'm not sure if you've heard of them. If you have, you probably remember the name because it's a bit unique. The name comes from a pub incident. They were at a pub and there was a local tipsy character who was told to stop acting the goat and have a shave and clean himself up. And he walked away muttering, "Goats don't shave." And so they used it for their name. They're formed in 1990 in Dunglow in County Donegal in Ireland. They released their first album in 1992 called The Rusty Razor. And that's what I'm going to be playing something from this show. It was on Cooking Vinyl, which is great. Was a great label back in the 90s there in the UK. It was hailed by critics as an absolute classic, the CD. And the album went gold in Ireland and so on. Over the years, up until their last album was just a couple of years ago, they've released 6 albums, and so they began. But they've come and gone. They began because they all had day jobs. Many of them were fishermen, and they decided to start performing, and they picked up a bunch of regular gigs and so on, and then they'd have to stop, and they were full-time musicians for a while and so on. So they split up, and then they reformed again in 2004. They split up, they reformed again in 2012. So I guess it just means you can't keep a good goat down. They just keep coming back. So this is from their initial album, Goats Don't Shave.
For Dunlow, to find a girl called Mary, they searched through every pub, but blinded by the whiskey, they cried for Mickey Buzz.
Oh, Mary, Mary, quite contrary, how does your garden grow? Oh, Mary, Mary, quite contrary, my Mary from
stands, goats and goats don't shake. The Dunkin' Derby, funny baby, is such an annoying bonds. The cars with yellow number plates and the boots all packed with cans.
Oh, Mary, Mary, quite contrary, how does your garden grow? Oh, Mary, Mary, quite contrary, my Mary from down any man who was wheels and jigs and sailed the rigs and smoked and filled with bowl, and I cursed the plastic glasses at the Mary from Dunlow.
Oh, Mary, Mary, quite contrary, how does your garden grow? Oh, Mary, Mary, quite contrary, my Mary from Dunlow. Oh, Mary, Mary, quite contrary, how does your garden grow? Oh, Mary,
as you can tell, lots of energy there. That's a band called Goats Don't Shave. And the title of the track, you could probably guess, it's called Mary, Mary. That's from their first release, The Rusty Razor, back in the 90s. Some of you weren't even born then. My goodness. You are listening to Roots and Branches Beyond. I'm Ivan Imke. And if with you every week, you could be listening on Bay of Islands Radio, 100.1 FM, in the heart of Cornerbrook, Newfoundland. And hello to all those folks who are listening on BOIR. Next up, we have a gentleman, Dick Gawkin, who is a Scottish musician, singer, songwriter, particularly known for folk and social protest songs, but he's done a lot of other things. He's one of Scotland's leading singer-songwriters. Grew up as the eldest of three children. He grew up surrounded by the music of both Scotland and Ireland from his parents, which came from different derivations, so to speak. The family experienced quite a bit of poverty when he was growing up, but the area they lived in possessed this really strong community spirit. And many of his songs celebrate this working class roots that he was born into and was nurtured by. In his teens, he served an apprenticeship at a local paper mill, expected he might end up doing that for his life, but he'd always wanted to be a musician. He started playing guitar at the age of 7 ever since then. And so in the end, he did turn professional. Early 1970, he moved to London. He did his first album in 1971. And since then, he's done 16 solo albums. He's been in a bunch of bands, Five Hand Reel, Clan Alba, others like that. He's just very well established. Unfortunately, a couple years ago, he had a stroke or a transient ischemic attack or whatever. It was close to a stroke, and he's trying to recover. He's off the road at the moment. Don't know what's going to happen, whether he'd be back on it. But he has a very classic sound, his voice and his guitar stylings. He was really good at fingers picking and different open tunings and things like that. So I'm going to play a track of Dick Gawkin because he's just so wonderful. This is from the CD called Sail On. And this is not one of the ones that he wrote. The Sail On has a lot of stuff written by other people, like, you know, Pete Seeger and so on. But this is one by Mick Jagger and Keith Richards. You might recognize it because it's been done by a number of people. It's called Ruby Tuesday, and it's a bit outside the kind of repertoire, the normal repertoire of Dick Gaukin. But he's the kind of artist where you can't really say there is a normal repertoire because he's always stepping into other rivers and finding inspiration there. This is Dick Gaukin.
She would never see where she came from. Yesterday don't matter if it's gone. When the sun is bright or in the darkest night, no one knows. Comes and goes. Goodbye, Ruby Tuesday. Who could hang a name on you when you change with every new day? Still, I'm gonna miss you. Question why she needs to be so free. She'll tell you it's the only way to be. She just can't be chained to a life where nothing's gained and nothing's lost. Such a cost. Goodbye, Ruby Tuesday. Who could hang a name on you when you change with every new day? Still, I'm gonna miss you. There's no time to lose, I heard her sing. Catch your dreams before they slip away. Die all the time, lose your dreams and you. Ain't life unkind. Goodbye, Ruby Tuesday. Who could hang a name on you when you change with every new day? Still I'm gonna miss you.
Some music there from Dick Gaukin. And he was helped out on the Clarsac, Scottish harp, Mary McMaster's Ruby Tuesday. He's going to get a sense of the sound of how he, Dick Aucoin, takes material and he adds his own sort of twists to it. Next up, we're going to hear from a band that, if you happen to see the movie Titanic, it was a minor, I don't know, it's sort of flash in the pan kind of movie that existed some years ago. There was a band in that film who were the steerage band, and it was back in, what was it, the late 90s? Was it the Titanic, 97 or something like that? Anyway, the band was called Gaelic Storm. And they were originally from Santa Monica, California. They got a great break because they were able to appear in that film, which turned out to be a blockbuster film. And that gave them a chance to make a use of that break. And so they toured incessantly and they aggressively, really. And they also did a number of recordings and so on. And they refined their chops. They were quite good to start with, but also they've done a nice job. And I think to some extent, you know, folkies are kind of, they're kind of interesting sometimes, or Celtic people. It's very same as academics. You know, if somebody becomes popular because they're on a movie or something like that, sometimes they get poo-pooed, like, well, they're not really folk artists, you know, because they haven't suffered and, you know, they don't struggle and live in a tent and all this sort of thing. Anyway, that said, you know, despite the sort of the hoopla around them, I really like their CDs. I enjoy them. So I'm going to play a Gaelic Storm. This is from the CD called Free. They travel, they still tour something like 125 days a year in the latter years and so on and so forth. They've released 13 albums since their beginning. So they've certainly paid their dues. So this is the album called Free, and this is a track called Beggar Man. This is Gaelic Storm. You might recognize this one.
Well, I'm a little bigger man, I'm bigger than a teen, I've 15 score or more, and a little lily green, and I know I'm from the leafy from the basement to the zoo, and I know him by the name of old Johnny Doo. Of all the things going to the begging is the best ever. When a man is tired, he can sit down and rest, he can beg for his dinner, he's nothing else to do, when he comes around the corner with his old wicked do. We'll go on a little bigger man, and how do you do with your rags and your bags and your old wickadoo? Buy a pair of leggings and a collar and a tie, and a nice young lady I will fetch by and by. Buy a pair of goggles and a collar, then blue, and an old fashioned lady I will make of a two.
I got the sky, I got the road, I got the sky, the world is my home.
And I sat way down in a barrack or a barn, and I went like a bung, and I slept till the dawn, with the holes in the roof and the rain coming through, and the rats and the cats they were playing picky poo. Who should awaken but the woman of the house, with a white spotty apron and a calico blouse? She began to fight and I said, boo, girl, don't be afraid, man, it's only 22. Diddle die, diddle die, diddle die, dum, diddle 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 dum, diddle 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 dum, diddle die, diddle die.
wires all rigged and out goes the light. Live for the story of the old Ricky Doos. Can I be covered with the app from old Johnny Doo?
I got the scar.
That's a track there from a band called Gaelic Storm, and that's something called Beggar Man, which you might recognize because it is packaged in a variety of ways in different folk traditions. You're listening to Roots and Branches and Beyond. You could be listening on the Voice of Bon Bay, CHBB, which is 95.9 FM in Norris Point or 98.1 in Rocky Harbour. Glad you could join us, however you joined us. If you want to get in touch, you can always email me at ivan@boirboire.ca. And for whatever reason, if you have questions or comments or whatever, or there are other ways as well, but that's sort of the fewest digits to put into the computer. Next up, we have a band from Canada, Harbord Trio, which includes a number of people who I've played before in other combinations. So there were three members, obviously. Trio, what am I doing? You're smart enough to know that. But the guitar player was Don Ross, who is very well known as kind of a monster on the guitar, and he's won all kinds of awards and celebrations, and he continues to record as a solo artist. He is unfortunately the only member of the trio who is still with us on this existence, on this earth. But he has... He was sort of one of the backbones of this trio, which was sort of a super group or whatever. The second person was Kelly McGowan, who he was married to, and she played harp and a number of other instruments, and did some of the singing for them as well, and unfortunately died in some years ago, and it was sort of at the end of the group. The other person, Oliver Schroer, who I've played before as well, was a fiddle player, a very well-established fiddle player who played on the fiddle circuit, but especially important is that he had a number of fiddle students, somewhere around 57 or 59 or whatever, and he wrote all kinds of tunes, but he wrote a tune for each one of his fiddle students, and he wrote a number of other tracks and CDs, and he played with Stuart McLean and the orchestra there and so on. And unfortunately, he has passed away a number of years ago as well. But I've gone through all that in other shows and talked about it and been emotional about all those things. So we're going to play the Harbord Trio, which they did just a couple of releases, but they're really solid releases. And unfortunately, I have them mostly on cassette, but I have one on CD, and it was called Circle of Stone. And I want to play a track that I've always loved from the Celtic tradition, that they just did a crackerjack job. I remember them still. We got them in when I was living in Ottawa, Ontario. I remember the old sod folk music society, and they came in and they were in some community hall, and they just did a really, really nice concert, and they were nice people too to boot. But this is again one of my favorite tunes, and by one of my favorite groups, really. They really do a nice swingy version of Black is the Color.
Black is the color my true love's hair. The lips are like some rose so rare. The sweetest face, the gentlest hands. I love the ground whereon she stands. Black is the color my true love's hair. Lips are like some rose so rare. The sweetest face, the gentlest hands. I love the ground whereon she stands. I love my love, well she knows. I love the ground how I wish is the color of my true love's hair. The lips are like some rose so rare, the sweetest face, the gentlest hands. I love the ground whereon she stands. And I mourn and weep, 'cause satisfied I never could sleep. I'll write her a letter, just a few short lines, and suffer death 10,000 times. 'Cause black is the color of my true love, say. Her lips are like rose so rare, the sweetest face, the gentlest hands. I love the ground whereon she
version there of Black is the Color. That's the Harbord Trio. It was Don Ross, Kelly McGowan, and Oliver Schroer. You're listening to Roots and Branches and Beyond, possibly on Caper Radio, which is in Sydney, Cape Breton on the CBU campus, 107.3 FM. Glad you could join us. Thanks for being with us. Next up we have a fellow called Ken Ham. That's with two M's, H-A-M-M. If you look him up on whatever you use, you know, like Google or whatever, you might find a Ken Ham with one M, but that's he's a creationist from Australia who's made a big name for himself. So he tends to crowd out the Wikipedia and all of that. But Ken Ham, two M's, the guy we're talking about, is a Canadian. He's an acoustic solo musician. He's based in Forget in Saskatchewan. I know that's spelled like forget, F-O-R-G-E-T, but it's actually pronounced Forget, by the way. He's influenced by early blues recordings. He was a lover of old-time music, and we played some old-time music earlier in the show as well. His main influences were Ry Cooder, Mississippi John Hurt, John Fahey, John Hartford, all decent main influences, you know, all decent people to have as mentors. He learned to play guitar during the 1950s. He played in some blues bands in Thunder Bay, bands like Tundra and the Bay Street Blues Band, if anybody was in Thunder Bay around that time. He's recorded 8 CDs to date and spent a fair bit of time in Calgary and then lived in coastal BC for something like 25 years. He moved then to Forget, Saskatchewan in about 10 years ago, something like that. And that's where he and his wife live. For a number of years, they operated a small music store there. They did teaching and instrument repairs and so on. And though he's still there in Forget, which you can visit, which is on Route, I don't know, 313 or something like that, in southern Saskatchewan. It's in the rural municipality of Tecumseh. The village has a population of 55 in the last census, which is a 57% increase from the 2011 census. So which of you are living in a municipality that can say that they increased in population by 57% in just one census period, in 1 5-year period. I think there's very few of you. But if you live in Forge, Saskatchewan, and you're listening, that would be a miracle, wouldn't it? But if you live in Forge, Saskatchewan, and you're listening, you are one of the few. So they increased from 35 in 2011 to 55 in 2016. The village is named in honor of Amédée E. Forge, who, as I don't have to tell you this because you know, he was the first lieutenant governor of Saskatchewan, wasn't he? We're going to listen to something from Ken Ham's CD called Intertidal Zone, and this is something called Crosscut Saw. I better not tell you, but maybe there's some double entendres here. Ken Ham and Crosscut Saw, which is a track from his CD called Intertidal Zone. You're listening to Roots and Branches and Beyond, and we're doing kind of a mix, kind of a party mix, just having a bit of fun playing some tunes that we all enjoy, hopefully. Next up, we have the Gypsy Cumbia Orchestra. They're a wonderful live band from Montreal. Well, they're nice on CD as well, I should say. And if you ever hear them, that's a real explosion of music and dance and circus and imagination. They're creative chaos, really. They fuse African and Colombian percussion, and they have the brass and the violin melodies of the Roma peoples of the Eastern Europe. They started out in about 2012, something like that. They were voted Montreal's best world music group in 2015. They released a CD called Revuelta Danza Party, which earned a Juno nomination for, it was their first album, in 2016, as well as EDISCA, which is a Quebec a music award as well. And if you've ever seen them, there's a whole bunch of them, and they have nice choreography, and they're very funny, but really great music as well. So it's a lot of fun. But if you're a concert promoter, better make sure you can figure out how to get them off the stage, because they love to play, and audiences love to listen to them. So this is from their Revuelta Danza Party. This is a track called Guineña.
Colombia Orchestra. Por aquí, por allá, la guineña al frente va. Por aquí, por allá, la guineña al frente va.
Relaxing. That is the Gypsy Cumbia Orchestra, something called Guineña. And I should really explain, I mentioned something about not being able to get them off the stage. I saw them at, it was a Summer Folk a couple of years ago, I guess. And they were in the evening concert, and they were, you know, people, bands have, like, there's a clock there and everything, because you have to get through everybody. It's not fair to somebody later on to get short changed because you decided to take longer. It's the very same thing with academic conferences, where people just drone on and on without respect to other people who are on a panel. Anyway, they, you know, they finished their set, and then they decided to play something as they went through the audience leaving and so on and so forth. It took another 10 minutes and so on. So I could imagine if I were a promoter at something like that, I would just be, well, tearing my hair out, I suppose. But it's just such lovely music. Anyways, you're listening to Roots and Branches and Beyond, and you could be listening, if there's a possibility, at Radio Belle Island, CJBI, which is 93.9 FM in Belle Island, Newfoundland, and throughout Conception Bay, South End. I'm glad that you could join us. Good luck to all of you there. Hope things are going well. Next up we have, you know, in Canada, it's a wonderful thing that we've got a number of performers and musicians who sort of exemplify the region from which they come. So, you know, on the East Coast, people talk about Stan Rogers, even though he lived in Hamilton and so on, but he had roots in the East Coast. You know, in Quebec, you've got like Le Bassin Souriant and bands like that. In the prairies, you've got people like Connie Calder. In Alberta, you've got people like Ian Tyson or Corb Lund. In BC, you've got people like, I don't know, Valdi, or if you go back further, Pied Pumpkin and Pied Pear and so on. But these bands kind of exemplify or personify or symbolize the region from which they come. And so if you look at Canada's Northwest Territories, there is a band that kind of exemplifies that, or part of that tradition anyway, and it's a band called the Gumboots. And they're based in Yellowknife in the Northwest Territories. They perform and record original folk music. They document northern history, especially history of the settlers and so on, and in individuals who were part of that history. They have been around since about 1984, something like that, and done a number of CDs. Obviously, they've won a number of Aurora Awards. Aurora Awards are Northern Performing Arts Awards. Their strength is really in their storytelling abilities and their strong vocal harmonies. They play a lot of traditional instruments as well, like guitar and banjo and mandolin and fiddles and recorder and moose ribs. I don't know if you know a lot of bands that have moose ribs listed in their CD liner notes, but yeah, that's the Gumboots for you. This is from a CD called Search for a Passage. They're talking about the Northwest Passage, of course, and it's the opening track. It's called The Passage Shanty, and it's an a cappella song. So we don't really hear the moose ribs. I apologize. Maybe some other day I will be able to play the moose ribs for you, or play a CD with the moose ribs. This is a song that tells us what it was like for sailors on early ships trying to find that Northwest Passage. This is the Gumboots.
Hoist the anchor, heave away.
From this port we sail today
to seek the Northwest Passage.
Cast those lines, ahoy the key.
Hoist the anchor, heave away.
With this tide we put to sea
to seek the Northwest Passage. Far across the bounding main, hoist the anchor, heave away. In the strait that Davis named, we seek the Northwest Passage.
Carry gentle thoughts of home.
Hoist the anchor, heave away.
Far from loved ones we will roam
to seek the Northwest Passage.
Full ahead for open seas.
Hoist the anchor, heave away.
Run the jib to catch the breeze.
We seek the Northwest Passage. Far across the bounding main. Hoist the anchor, heave away. In the strait that Davis named, we seek the Northwest Passage.
across the ocean's broad expanse.
Hoist the anchor, heave away.
Borne upon the hand of chance,
we seek the Northwest Passage.
Ride the angry tossing waves.
Hoist the anchor, heave away.
O'er the depths of sailors' graves,
we seek the Northwest Passage.
Reach the icy northern seas.
Hoist the anchor, heave away.
Search the floes for open leads.
We seek the Northwest Passage. Fighting through the drifting floes, furl the main course, haul away. Through the mists and driving snows, we seek the Northwest Passage.
Test the truth of Arctic tales.
Furl the main course, haul away.
Hoary bears and long-toothed whales,
we seek the Northwest Passage.
Weary, fearful, frozen, numb,
furl the main course, haul away.
Heartened by a tot of rum,
we seek the Northwest Passage.
Risking berg and wintry blow,
furl the main course, haul away.
Naught will slake our thirst to know,
we seek the Northwest Passage. Far across the bounding main, hoist the anchor, heave away. In the strait that Davis named, we seek the Northwest Passage. Fighting through the drifting floes, furl the main course, haul away. Through the mists and driving snows, we seek the Northwest Passage.
And that is the band. They're called the Gumboots. Something called the Passage Shanty. You've been listening to Roots and Branches Beyond. I'm Ivan MK. I'm glad you could join us. And thanks so much for doing so. So this is a band called Gwendol, ending off for today. They're a folk band from Brittany. They also sort of folk jazz. They started out about 1973. They did mostly acoustic music for a while, and then they changed, and they switched to an electric lineup, which is what we're listening to now. And this is a tune called Give Hot, and it's from their from one of their CDs called Warraga, and something which I don't quite exactly know what it means in Breton. But it's kind of going to get you going, I suppose. Thanks for joining me. Anything with those pipes, those Breton pipes, will do that. Take care of yourselves, and see you again next week. Take care.